From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today are back for the first time in a little over 3 years, out in support of a brand new record just out called Finch. From my left to my right, Andy Baxter, Kyle Yonke, it's Penny and Sparrow. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for coming back. We've moved.
Clearly.
We have a little bit better place to put you and have you perform for us today.
The new digs are gorgeous.
Thank you very much. At least one of you is still down in the Florence, Alabama area, correct?
That would be me. Me and my wife, Sarah, live there, and we moved there to work with a record label a few years ago, John Paul White.
He was just here.
He was just there in the studio last week, right?
Yep.
And we moved down there, fell in love with the place, and didn't want to move. So we bought a house. We could actually afford a home in the Shoals, which is nice. And so we stay there now.
And Kyle, you were there for a while?
Yeah, I was there for 2 years. We moved back just to be closer to family.
Yeah.
Like Texas. Like Alabama, just fine. But Texas is also great.
How does that move change the dynamic of the two of you being in a band together?
So when we recorded this album, it was pretty unique. I recorded everything in Texas. Andy recorded in Alabama.
Oh, really? You guys weren't together?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. We spent about a week and a half with our longtime producer, Chris Jacoby, and that's in San Antonio. So we were there together for that, but everything else, we just kind of did our own thing and talked a lot and did a lot of FaceTime. Use technology as well as we could.
There's a lot more to this record than some of your previous efforts. More sound, more energy in a number of different ways. I am curious what you were going to do for us live in our studio today.
Oh, goodness. Well, we're going to do the one track off the new record, Don't Want to Be Without You.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, and so that one, we hope, smacks a fair amount of Cecilia, Simon & Garfunkel era.
It's a lofty goal.
Yeah, sure. Again, we just hope it's reminiscent.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
Just the
ghost of the dream of Cecilia. That was certainly what we were listening to a lot and drinking a lot while we wrote that one. So,
right. What do you want to start with today?
We'll end on that one. Okay. So let's start with Wendigo.
Oh, this is from the previous record.
Previous record, yeah.
Penny and Sparrow are my guests live today at Jefferson Public Radio. The brand new record out is called Finch. Andy Baxter, Kyle Yonke, and this one's called Wendigo.
You smile, baby. I won't have to loan you mine. I'm right behind. Where you go, I go for life. If it be the deep north, then I'll follow after. For the cold is like a Wendigo. Not a real fear, like a rapture. Old incantation. Say my name 3-4 times. I shouldn't tell you why. Fiction like a blood moon. Old incantation. Say my name 3-4 times. Usher and tell you why. And I can become any mirror.
That is Penny and Sparrow playing, singing live for us today in the JPR studios. Their brand new record just out is called Finch. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have missed hearing you guys sing together.
We tried really hard.
Yeah, we did our best.
We're going to have to do a better job of getting you back more often than once every 3 years.
Yeah, that's a bad average. It's terrible.
Tell me about what is in the name of this new record, Finch.
I will defer to Kyle mainly because he taught me what the overall scientific reason we named this record. He taught me all the story behind it.
You have a scientific reason for
naming it? A scientific reason.
It's Darwin Finch's. It's basically a lot of this album has to do with the evolution of ourselves in a ton of different ways, social, spiritual, and just even as friends. I feel like we've learned a lot and grown a lot, and we saw a lot of metaphors in the Galapagos finches. And so we just, I don't think Finch is named throughout the entire album.
No, we don't even say that word.
It's not a single lyric in any song.
Not a single lyric.
We just, after we listened to all the songs back to back and kind of got a good flow for the album, we listened to it and had a good talk about what meshed all of them together. And it was just this idea of them being kind of us, it was us processing over years of going through a bunch of changes, and we finally got to write about it in this album.
In preparation for today, I have been reading a number of interviews that you've done very recently surrounding the release of this record, and that has been a recurring statement from you, that it is a reflection of the kinds of changes and adaptations that you were going through as individuals.
Yeah.
Was there anything specific that was the motivating factor, or was it just a reflection on your travels and your experiences and your interactions with people?
I would say, in terms of a catalyst, if there was one, it would just be time. Time and the fact that this job has given us the opportunity to do what most people, I don't think, well, I don't know if they take the time to do it or not. I know that Kyle and I consistently process through what's going on inside of our brains, like consistently process through what tribe and belief systems did we ascribe to at one time, and how is that fluctuating as the years pass, as we meet more people, as we see more of the earth.
And you guys were both brought up in like conservative South?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so a lot of that is just more skin in the game. The more people you meet, the more, if you aim to be malleable, which we both do, if you open yourself up to change, then I think that there's some really beautiful things that can come off that. And I would say that we're both in a really healthy, happy season these days, and it comes off the tail end of this culminating change that we get to sing about on Finch. Mm. So I don't know about catalyst other than time.
Yeah, and I don't think it's necessarily just all about me and Andy and what we've experienced and how we've changed. It's just about the appreciation of nuance in people. Like, I appreciate my close friends that can see that I'm a different human, and I want to always be happy to see them grow. And I hope that they're not the same person 10 years down the road. Like, I hope that things have changed for them.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened in this album.
I have to say, when Eloise was released, and then Don't Want to Be Without You was released, and then Stockholm was released, I was a little worried you weren't going to have much of a record to release on release day if you were going to give away all the songs ahead
totally.
Of time.
Totally. Man, it's funny that you bring that up. So many people have made like a similar statement, and we sort of feel that way too. It's weird though, right? Because you deal with music and musicians all the time, and so you have to sense like the change in the wind in terms of how stuff gets released. I think so much is trying different things, seeing, like, we've never done this many singles leading up to a record before. And I think it's fun. As a listener, I love when artists that I'm following on Spotify or tracking down, I love hearing new music.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's a right or a wrong answer. I just know that's what we did on this go around. And we hope that people have enjoyed the journey leading up to the full release, and that now that it's out, they're tickled pink that they get at least six more new songs they haven't heard before.
Yeah, I think between the way music is released, the way music is consumed, and the way music is acquired. Mm-hmm. I won't even say purchased. I will just say acquired, mm-hmm. Through a number of different platforms. Everything has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And on our side of the fence, the floodgates are wide open. I mean, everybody can make records now. Technology has made it really easy. But the same number of minutes exist in each hour of the day which you can experience music. It's just getting harder and harder to find shelf space.
Yeah.
That all said, you guys have the top shelf.
That's Come kind on. Of you.
We have loved everything that you have put out, and I'm so thrilled to have you back. What do you guys want to do next for us today?
We're going to take it back to the Rocky Mountains.
Rocky Mountains.
If you will, by a song from Mr. John Denver's catalog.
Oh.
This is Annie's song.
Are you going to put me back in the back seat of a 1974 Dodge Dart?
I am indeed. And you recline your head on Kyle's shoulder, and you will get stereos as we sing on
I'll
the left and right.
Left ear. Andy goes right ear.
It's going to get binaural really quick.
This is Penny and Sparrow playing live here at JPR.
Fill up my senses like a night in the forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Oh, come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms, let me always be with you, let me give my life to you. You fill up my senses, come fill me
song. Beautiful. It's Penny and Sparrow live in our studio today. They've got a brand new record just out last week. It's called Finch. Andy Baxter, Kyle Yonke are my guests in the studio today. Well, I was going to ask about coming across the statement that half of this record had been done in Alabama and half in Texas, and I figured that it was because you were using different studios. I didn't realize you were literally in different locations doing your own thing, putting it together. How do you feel that it has worked for you? I mean, obviously the marketplace is going to respond once this is out and people have heard it and acquired it. But did it feel the same for you? Did it feel like you were as connected doing it independently and bringing it together as when you were in the same room creating?
I'll speak for personal experience. It was nice to get to be home because technically this record had three cycles. Like the first one being Kyle doing doing it in his studio, me doing it in the studio in Florence, and then the third one being us coming together for the 10 days in San Antonio. And I actually liked it that way. I didn't feel disconnected from Kyle because, like he said earlier, I would literally do a take in front of the mic and then run outside and FaceTime and be like, all right, I'm sending it to you now. It's on a bounce. What do you think? And he'd be like, ah, you know what? Sing out. He's like literally eating cereal like back of the house. Like, you know, sing out a little bit more. I'd rather you do this run on this last note instead of this one. And that it felt, because of tech, I didn't feel disconnected at all.
We kind of feel like construction workers in terms of how we work. Like a lot of times there's one person just kind of hanging out during the recording sessions, and the person's basically just like there for days not doing anything. And now we can afford one of us being home with our wives, with our families, just hanging out, eating cereal. So it really helped out, and it let us kind of get a little space from each other, so I wasn't so worried. I didn't know how much time he had spent on a certain part of a song, so I still would be able to be honest with my opinion. He would send something to me that could have taken him 20 takes, and I could still be like, ah, not there, still not there. And he'd be like, well, cool. I'll go back in. But I can be honest with it because I wasn't there. I didn't have any emotional connection with it until the first time that I've heard it. So it was a pretty cool experience in that way.
You guys mentioned Chris Jacoby that co-produced the record and plays some guitars and whatnot. Do you guys also play some additional instruments that are not normally things we would associate with you?
Oh man, I would love to answer that question first and then give it over to Kyle. I have never on one singular Penny and Sparrow album done anything other than sing.
Really?
I might have done a gang vocal once, and I might have done a
still
clap.
Still singing. I hate to break it to you.
Well, Kyle, give me that. It's a different mode. I have clapped. I have helped in a clapping thing at one point. But no one in the Penny and Sparrow creative camp, that's me, Kyle, our wives, and producer Chris Jacoby, would trust me with an instrument.
What about like one of those tiny little symbols?
You know, you
just
say
a little
that.
Ding.
I could maybe do like finger castanets. Mm-hmm. I could maybe do that, but you'd probably still have to edit it in post.
If you were doing something with castanets, this would probably make one of your newer promotional videos.
Indeed.
Yeah,
which I'm not going to let you leave without bringing up.
Please.
They are a combination of green screen, retro style. Who is driving this?
So we work with a buddy of ours, Noah Tidmore, and Sam Street in Nashville. Some friends from Florence, actually, that moved to Nashville. And one day we were in Nashville, and they had just set up a green screen and said, "Let's just say whatever you want, promote." And we, for about an hour and a half, just said literally whatever came to mind. And in post, they just went and added more stuff to it. And they did an amazing job, it let me and Andy just... We just drank and tried to make each other laugh, basically.
In short, we were given the power of gods in front of a green screen. We were day drunk, and we had an email from our manager saying, like, hey, we need 17 different liner credits. Like, you've got to say, like, hey, everyone, internet, our new single Stockholm's out. Hey, Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Spotify, our new single Stockholm is out. And so we just went through, and we would trade off who led. And we just came up with absurd and we did it for half the day, and it was a blast.
Sadly, did they get progressively weirder the more consumption had occurred?
Oh, yeah.
I think we should eventually release a B-side of all of them just to show how ridiculous they are. Because these are like the very mild ones that we did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we to put it mildly, we began the journey going crotch to crotch and then bending backwards in some strange finch.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
the strange gymnastics routine. And at that point, we knew we had landed on gold. We were like, this is a good vein of comedy.
They're hilarious. I hope you keep them up.
I hope so too. Yeah. We need to get back there.
On this tour, you have been out on some dates supporting Josh Ritter, on other dates headlining. How do you make that shift from one show to the other where all of a sudden your set's longer and all of that?
Well, thankfully, we did all the Josh dates before we embarked upon our headlining run. And so if anything, it sort of was a bit of a, let's see how to describe it. It gets the chops back. Mm.
Were you working up the new songs on those opening sets?
A little bit. Yeah. Like we would do some in those sets, but for the most part, it was just about getting the vocal cords back, because we know that like, when you go from singing 40 minutes a night to sometimes 90, if not longer, then there requires a ramping up period. Mm. So it felt really, really nice to be out with Josh. A, he's lovely. He's an incredibly
sweetest man,
kind human. A hug from Josh Ritter legitimately would cure the influenza, I'm pretty sure. lovely dude. But aside from that, it was just really nice to meet new people, meet his fans that we hope have glommed on and have decided to join us on this little journey. But it was nice to get a bunch of singing under our belt before we had to go headline.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful that we've got 15 minutes of your singing today. Yeah, the new record is fantastic. It's called Finch. Penny and Sparrow, my guests in the JPR studios today. Andy Baxter and Kyle Yonke. Kyle is the one playing guitar today. You guys also made a quick cameo in a Drew Holcomb video recently.
We did,
yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, a catchy tune. It's called Family, and you and everyone
indeed
is in this video.
The world of music friends that he has is all in that.
Turned out great.
That was fun. He also said, like, hey, just shoot this video on your iPhone and send it to me.
Yeah.
And so we sent him a number of options, a few of which were not safe for work.
Just like the green screen.
Just to screw with him.
These are the mild ones that we sent him.
There's some partial nudity in some. And there's and basically just sending them to be like, hey, man, will any of these work?
And honestly, we didn't know what he was going to put in there. So pretty glad with what came out.
Yeah.
I was also just desperately hoping that Ellie, his wife, didn't see any of the videos that I sent. So much explaining to do.
Well, keep up the good work musically and with the videos.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for coming back and visiting with us. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Penny and Sparrow, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Finch. What are you guys going to wrap up with?
Don't Wanna Be Without Ya. From the new record, Finch. Thank you so much.
Say what if we reincarnate, and whatever God said, it's your turn for choosing. Would you rather come back, be born in a circle, see the oldest garden, the crescent is fertile? Or would you prefer to see life underwater, only knowing oceans have hundreds of daughters? There's a part of hope that is sown in this theory. Give me any species and keep yourself near me. Make it easy, I don't want to be without you. If you start over, can I redo mine to anything you become? Let me run beside you, go a little bit farther. So what if I managed to mess up a sequence, and I had to come back as one of your hairpins? I know that the morning I'm born in your dresses would be more than worth it, adorning some goddess. Being honest, I don't want to be without you. If you start over, can I redo mine to anything you become? Let me run beside you, go a little bit farther. Put it on me every night. You should have died for a better view of the moon. Back of your belt, held on tight, but I fell with you. I could see us being young lovers in a fable. That could be us, it could over and over become an azure. Imagine me, babe. Menagerie, imagine me, babe. Menagerie, imagine me, babe. Menagerie, imagine me, babe. Menagerie, imagine me, babe. I don't want to be without you. I menagerie, imagine me, babe. I don't want to be without you. I menagerie, imagine me, babe.
That one is called Don't Want to Be Without You. Penny and Sparrow are playing live today here at JPR. Their new record is called Finch. Andy Baxter and Kyle Yonke in the studio today. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Andy, Kyle, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having us, man.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. Proud supporter of independent thought, whether that's online, over the air, or in a bottle. More at SierraNevada.com.